Questions 26 through 28. Swept up in a creative surge, Kyle was completely revising and upgrading a major website that he had created. Because he needed to accomplish a lot in a very short period, he hired a talented young web designer, Rick. The two of them worked together very closely and productively day and night for several months. Then Kyle, who was much older than Rick, began to lose his enthusiasm, despite his ongoing passion, excitement, and dedication to the work. Kyle was a terrific boss, direct, emotionally open about his feelings, funny, and best of all, grateful for Rick's efforts and accomplishments. Nonetheless, he began to get on Rick's nerves as he stood over him, watching his every move. Fatigued at this point, Kyle did almost nothing but point out what wasn't going to work, which put a damper on the creative process of web design. Being creative himself, Kyle understood that the freedom to make mistakes is crucial during the creative process, but he was running on one cylinder. The young person was a little at a loss at first, but encouraged by Kyle's previous praise and his emotional openness, Rick took a leap of faith and decided to trust him with the truth that he was now getting in his way. Because his working relationship with Kyle had always been based on honesty and goodwill, Rick suggested to him that he left him alone for the rest of the day, he could be more productive. To Kyle's credit, he was aware of his physical fatigue and able to recognize that it was clouding his ability to work well with Rick as a team. He laughingly acknowledged that he was tired and went home early. As a result, when Kyle went into the office the next morning, he found that the work on his website had progressed nicely without him. Ultimately, the incident further facilitated the highly productive working relationship of his creative team.